News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The Irish Freight Transport Association have said that empty supermarket shelves are a possibility as supply lines were impacted by Brexit. Have you noticed it already, and how long can we expect it to last? We're joined by consumer journalist Siobhan Maguire. Siobhan, it seems it's pretty easy for a football to make its way across the Irish Sea. A little more complicated for goods for our supermarkets.
Good morning, Shane. Absolutely, yeah. We have a really dire situation going on at the moment in relation to UK retailers getting stock to Ireland. Now, we have a grace period until the end of March for supermarkets in the UK to really get regulated and get themselves sorted in terms of getting goods over here. But what we're seeing at the moment is that there is this invisible border right down the Irish Sea that's affecting both Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland in terms of getting stock here. So you have the likes of, say, M&S and Tesco Ireland, I should say, who have been affected first off. The remaining retailers, supermarkets here, Shane, seem to have kind of got out of this unscathed at the moment, but I can envisage that kind of mounting in the coming months as we have even more delays at ports and more difficulties getting stock into the country.
And are we seeing empty shelves on supermarkets as a result of this? I've heard anecdotal evidence of it. I've seen anecdotal evidence of it. But is it a widespread problem, do you think?
Well, I've seen it myself, actually, in an M&S store in Dublin where the shelves were effectively empty. You had them shuttered. And what you would have is a huge lack of, say, ready meals or even fruit and veg shortages with only Irish products available on those particular shelves. And then you would have seen on social media lots of people sharing pictures from, say, showing big gaps in shelves in supermarkets as well. But for the moment, I mean, we do only have the kind of main UK retailers, big players in Ireland to worry about. It's not really widespread. It hasn't kind of crept into all the other supermarkets, including the Aldi and Lidl's.
Just very briefly, we were supposed to have a zero tariff deal, yet every time I try and buy anything online in the UK, I'm told, no, it's not available. We're not shipping to the UK or to Ireland from the UK.
Yeah, exactly. So the zero tariff deal is really significant in terms of the food shortages and the food prices in the coming months in relation to the Irish consumer. If you look at example M&S and the famous Percy Pig sweets, this is a really good example of the zero tariff rule in relation to food. So it comes down to a rule of origin clause in the Brexit deal, Shane. And this is where any kind of products coming from the UK that have been somehow manufactured or produced elsewhere in mainland Europe, by the time they get back to Europe and are distributed, say, to Ireland, there is a tariff on top of them. And so for the likes of Percy Pig, for example, they're made in Germany, shipped back to London, then shipped on to us. And that's where the tariff comes in. UK retailers are really unhappy about this because they have a hell of a lot more paperwork and they have to add on these additional charges for the consumers. So it's all one big mess at the moment.
It certainly is. Consumer journalist Siobhan Maguire, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.